To make it easy for us, I'll give one example to see that how our iman must be on what Allah has told us about the life of the year after, etc. All of us are acquainted with fishing. Some of us love fishing. Some of us don't go, but we know what fishing is. So anyway, a person goes fishing. And he's gone with his four or five friends. They five, six friends. They went fishing for the whole weekend. And they go, they take worms. And here is another very important masala also. We take the live worms and we put it into the hook. Hey, this is not permissible at all. Imagine if somebody have to take you or take your son or your daughter and put a hook through that your child. How will you bear it? That's a loving creation of Allah Ta'ala. It's not choice to do that. And to go fishing just for a sport is also not permissible. To take the lives of those fishes, yes, if you're going to eat them, you're going to give them to friends to eat, or it's your business, you earn your fishing and then you go and sell the fish, then by all means it's permissible. But just as a sport to take life of that of those fishes is not permissible. So anyway, they put now you put the worm on, there's an example I'm giving, onto the hook, and then you cast your line into the water, and you look for nice fat juicy worms, not thin little dry worms. You look for nice juicy worms when you throw them in. Now when you threw it in, one little fish, a small fish, it saw today ni'mat-e ghair mutaraqaba, a ni'mat which I didn't think about has come right to me. I didn't have to go and look for my rosy. A nice thick juicy worm right by me it has come. Now the small fish wants to go and eat it, enjoy it, but the old fish, the old Molly Sub type fish, the old fashioned people and the conservative type of people, they tell that young modern fish that don't you ever go near that worm. He says, why? He says, you don't know there is a hook in it, you will get caught. And the small fish thinks that the sour grapes, the old lady is gone, so old, old man, where they know what is enjoyment of nightclubs and what is enjoyment of the nightlife and the out life and all the sports and all the music and entertainment. They can't enjoy it, so they're stopping us also. They say, no, it's not like that. We know that there is not just a worm. That worm, inside it there is a hook. And at the end of the hook there is a sharp point. And when you will eat, you will get caught on it. And when you will get caught, that hook is fastened with a line. And it's going right out of the water. And there is a man who is 1.5-2 meters tall. And he's got a 2-meter rod. And he's holding it and he can feel the bite. He's waiting to feel the bite. And the minute he feels the bite, he gives it a little jerk and he hooks you on there. And then he will let you play in the water for a while. And when he wants to now, he will reel you out and take you out of the water. He has come for the weekend with his cats and dogs also. And they have come with their frying pan. And they have come with their oil. And they have come with, they're going to make a fire there out with wood or a gas stove, whatever. When they pull you out, then they will take you out from the hook and you will be in their hands. With their knives, they will gouge out your eyes also. They will cut you and take the insides of you out. Your ferns and that, your tail, they will cut it. They will throw it to the dogs and to the cats and they will eat it. And then these are Indian fishermen. They came with their strong masalas also. And they will put that masala on you, marinate you properly. Then they will light that fire, whether it's a firewood they'll use or the gas stove. They'll put their frying pan and they'll put oil. And when that oil is sizzling hot, 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 they will make pieces of you and put you in there. And after that, each one of them have got 10 fingers. And there are 5 of them. Between 50 fingers, they will make pieces out of you. Each one has got 32 teeth. 160 teeth. They will crunch you and they will mince you. And they will bite you. And then you will go through the small intestine and the big intestine. And my darling little fish, where are you going to come out from? I can't even tell you that. From what a terrible place you're going to come out and with what smells you're going to come. And with what sounds your announcement will be made that you are leaving now. The poor fish is worried now that all this is going to happen to me. So it's frightened now, but he's a new modern fish, goes university. Doesn't listen to the old people, old conservative people. These are now educated people. And they do everything by experiment, and they want scientific proof for everything. So the small fish say, I will first do my experiment and my research now. I will Google up everything and see what comes up on Google. And I will research everything. So the fish is now researching in the water. All this is happening out of the water. But its research, first thing it is doing wrong, researching it where it isn't. Where it is, it can't go there. So it says it isn't. The second thing it says, everyone, al-mar'u yaqisu ala nafsihi, everyone draws a conclusion according to his mind. The fish say there is only life in the water. You say all this is happening out of the water. There is no life. They know, a fish knows, if I go out of water, I die. So according to its own thinking, it says there is no life out of the water. And here in the water, nothing. And then it does a practical research also. Swims around the whole area. No fire, no cats, no dogs, no fishing line, no fishing, no fisherman, no fishing rod, no stove, no masalas, no nothing. Oh, everything what you are saying is bull. You're telling me a whole lot of hogwash. All you just spoiling my mind. I've got this wonderful. So it takes a small bite. Nothing happens. It says, you see, nothing happened. It takes another bite and now it's got hooked on. Now 100% we all know everything what was told is going to happen. Just like that, wallah, my dear brothers, whatever our Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam told us, and what Quran Sharif told us, what is going to happen in the Qabr, what is going to happen on the day of Qiyamah. Now we think, how can there be so big giants and monsters? How can there be such a big fire? How can there be all these things? But 100% this is going to play out. There will be absolutely no doubt. Jaise karni, waise bharni. As you do, you will get. Na maane to karke dekh, if you don't believe, do your wrong actions. How many people, we are fortunately or unfortunately in that position where how many people confide in us, tell us the inner condition, and people are suffering because of the wrong that we do. We spoiled our youth. We spoiled when we got married. Our treatment of our wife was bad. And now the repercussion comes. But by Allah, you will never be a write-off. Hey Allah, your insurance company, I'm not telling masalas whether it's jais or nais, I'm giving an example. Your panel beater, can you write you off that you're a write-off, your car is a write-off. Doctors can say, take your patient home. By Allah, you can be the worst and worst, but you can never be a write-off by Allah. You just turn to Allah, make tawbah sincerely. Ask Allah for His help. No matter, a person who killed 99 people goes to Jannah when he turns to Allah Ta'ala. So there are many people who have destroyed themselves, but there is no hope. You can be the worst drug addict. You can be the worst humanizer. You can be the worst porn addict. You can be addict of anything, but you just make your connection with the man of Allah and turn your attention, Allah will pull you out. Allah Ta'ala says, يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah takes them out from many types of darkness, many types of guna, into the one nur of Allah Ta'ala. And for that, Allah sent the man of Allah. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا أَنْ أَخْرِجْ قَوْمَكَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. The man of Allah, Allah uses them in this dunya. Allah doesn't come personally himself and does it. He uses after the anbiya, Allah uses the awliya. Make your connection with them and see, no matter what worst things you could have done in your life, Allah will choose you and become right again. So just like that fish understood its lesson, let us also not wait for the time that we see it. Make tawbah before that time and go and see the ni'mats of Allah. In the time of maut, in the qabr, enjoy the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala.